Up next is a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. To subscribe to the podcast, visit streetlevelradio.com and click on subscribe. Thanks for listening to Street Level Radio.
Paul the Apostle, in all of his writings, had an amazingly selfless attitude. He knew, it seems, that some were preaching out there to build up their own reputation, but he was glad that the gospel was being preached either way, regardless of the motives of these preachers. Let's face it, many Christians today serve for the wrong reasons, preach for the wrong reasons, go to church for the wrong reasons, wear the cloak of Christianity for the wrong reasons. Now, God doesn't excuse their motives, but like Paul, I guess we should be glad that God is using their message regardless of those motives. Let's read about it where Paul, in chapter 1 of the book of Philippians, beginning in verse 15, he says, "Some indeed preach Christ, even out of envy and strife, some also out of goodwill. The former insincerely preach Christ from selfish ambition, thinking that they add affliction to my chains, but the latter out of love, knowing that I am appointed for the defense of the good news. What does it matter? Only that in every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is proclaimed. I rejoice in this, yes, and will rejoice." Look, I wish that this passage was not a stark reality today, but it is as much as it apparently was in Paul's day. And it's a sad admission, but there are people out there who will do most anything to get a warm body into a pew. Now, that has nothing to do with building the kingdom, capital K. But it does have everything to do with building one man's kingdom, small k. Fact is, many of the American competitive ideals have found their way into the greater church today. Some will water down the gospel into a Jesus-light version, catering to the fleshly desires of men. That includes the prosperity doctrine and the hyper-dispensationalism, and some will simply reject the clear scriptural message in order to please the listener. There will be those who will go so far as to lie, slander, and ignore sin and disbelief in order to gain numbers in their churches. In practice, it looks just like classic turf wars. But gang competition has no place in the church. So often, churches are built on the steal from Peter to give to Paul methodology. You know, attempting to lure people away from their current church to another, with bells and whistles and with comforts and amenities, instead of leading the lost to Christ and building your church that way. It's just simply building on another man's foundation, which Paul warns us about in Romans 15:20, and people do it anyway. Look, it's the same old power and money motivation. It's the same one that controls the secular world. Yet, the results of such an endeavor, I promise you, they'll be evident in time. James chapter 3, verse 16 reminds us that wherever there is jealousy and selfish ambition, there you will find disorder and evil of every kind. I guess this is one of those dirty little secrets of the greater church and a stark reminder that the hearts of men, well, they're evil. Thankfully, there are indeed those who preach the gospel out of goodwill and out of a pure heart. The love of Christ and their brethren is their motivator. And God always blesses those efforts. The bottom line is that all must be done with the single motivator of love. 1 Corinthians 13 says, "If I speak with the languages of men and of angels, but I don't have love, I become like a sounding brass, a clanging cymbal." In other words, just noise. "If I have the gift of prophecy and know all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so to remove mountains, but I don't have love, I'm nothing. If I give away all my goods to feed the poor, if I give my body to be burned but don't have love, it profits me nothing. Because love is patient and is kind. Love doesn't envy. Love doesn't brag, is not proud, doesn't behave itself inappropriately, doesn't seek its own, is not provoked, and it takes no account of evil." Look, Paul, he didn't choose the pulpit as some sort of career move. He says clearly that he was appointed unto such a duty. In 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 16 and 17, Paul says he was compelled, that's the language, or under compulsion, if you will, to preach the gospel. In other words, Paul believed that he had no choice. And you know what? That's the only real godly motivation to ever stand behind the pulpit.
That was a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Pastor Tim Dodson or Believer City Church, visit believerstogether.com.